Erasmus stared at the old scrolls with dismay. As wealthy even as you?
Far wealthier, if he chooses.
You have stated that all but one of these scrolls contain selling principles. What is contained on the last scroll?
The last scroll, as you call it, is the first scroll which must be read, since each is numbered to be read in a special sequence. And the first scroll contains a secret which has been given to a mere handful of wise men throughout history.
The first scroll, in truth, teaches the most effective way to learn what is written on the others.
It seems to be a task that anyone can master.
It is indeed a simple task, provided one is willing to pay the price in time and concentration until each principle becomes a part of one's personality, until each principle becomes a habit in living.
Erasmus reached into the chest and removed a scroll. Holding it gently between his fingers and his thumb, he shook it toward Hafid.
Forgive me, Master, but why is it that you have not shared these principles with others, especially those who have labored long in your employ? You have always shown such generosity in all other matters. How is it that all who have sold for you did not receive the opportunity to read these words of wisdom and thus become wealthy too?
At the very least, all would have been better sellers of goods with such valuable knowledge.
Why have you kept these principles to yourself for all these years?
I had no choice. Many years ago, when these scrolls were entrusted to my care, I was made to promise under oath that I would share their contents with only one person. I do not yet understand the reasoning behind this strange request.